Beowulf is also so significant because from the top of the tower, the critic, the reader of Beowulf, can see the sea. Obviously a really important private image for Tolkien, but a representation of all the beautiful and great things that might be far over the horizon that you can't see unless you climb the tower, unless you enter into the world of Beowulf and accept it as a whole. Subsequent critics have taken this as an explanation of why fantasy literature is so powerful. It allows you to climb the tower and see the sea, whereas, say, modernistic literature might be interpreted as looking at the individual stones or restoring the old house, building some other house, but not a nonsensical tower. You could live in a house, you can't live in a tower from which you can see the sea, but seeing the sea, Tolkien says, is also very important. I belabor this allegory because it was so important to Tolkien and has become so important to subsequent critics. Tolkien is also very important to Beowulf criticism in other ways, but I don't want to dwell on those too much except to look at two other quotes from the Monsters and the Critics that I think exemplify what Tolkien's accomplishing here. The first is his explanation of the earth that we live on and the way that he links it, just very elusively, to Middle-earth, his own invented geography. When we have read his poem as a poem, rather than as a collection of episodes, we perceive that he who wrote Haleth under Helfonum may have meant in dictionary terms heroes under heaven or mighty men upon earth, but he and his hearers were thinking of the Ermengrund, the great earth, ringed with Gar Sedge, the shoreless sea, beneath the sky's inaccessible roof, whereon, as in a little circle of light about their halls, men with courage as their stay went forward to that battle with the hostile world and the offspring of the dark which ends for all, even the kings and champions, in defeat. That's important because Tolkien's saying, everything great, all for the kings and champions, it still ends in defeat. And this was not just his view in 1936, seeing the possibility of war ahead. It was his view overall that everything that people could create would end in defeat. And yet, you weren't supposed to give up. And this is how he completes that thought. He says, but that shift from going from a pagan view to a Christian view is not complete in Beowulf. Whatever may have been true of its period in general, its author is still concerned primarily with man on earth, rehandling in a new perspective an ancient theme. That man, each man, and all men, and all their works shall die.